Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. It is a new month. The month of May is over. Tequila month gone, long gone, bam, boom, out of here. So now we're back into the whiskey, craft beer, tequila weeks on The Last Drop because it is my birthday month. That'll be June 7th. I'm thinking of actually doing a recording that day because I'll be back in town by then. So, yeah, I'm thinking of knocking out something like a little special birthday episode, if you will. I want to open up something really special, and I was supposed to have something delivered. I can go ahead and tell you, it was supposed to be some Blue Run bottles from a gala that they had. They had a Blue Run gala last year, and this shitty website started selling them. And the reason why I say it's so shitty is because I think I've talked about this website before. They just suck when it comes to delivering shit. I mean, god damn, they suck. It's been almost a month now. It'll be a month literally next week, and I still haven't even got these bottles yet. They haven't been shipped yet. I mean, anything. And they're known for regularly doing this, and I'm not the only one they do this to. But I swear, every time you hit them up, they always just say, oh, we haven't got the bottles in stock yet. And it's like, how the fuck do you not have any bottles in stock from December of 2023? Like, I gotta be honest, it's kind of getting to the point now where it's just like, that right there easily could just run away some Blue Run fans, I gotta tell you. And it's not Blue Run's fault. It's probably not even this website's fault, to be honest. They are like a little independent site here. But they get a nice good traffic, and especially in the bourbon community, they're always praising their site, if you will, and the people that work there. And I'm sure the people that work there aren't bad or anything like that, but I mean, it just shit. And it's not like these bottles are cheap neither. I spent like damn near $250, if you will, for these bottles, and you don't even get like a comment. You don't get, I know I'm starting to show off all negative and shit like that, but like I just wanted to say fuck this site, to be honest. Honestly, I think I'm just going to get a refund back because it don't look like those bottles are happening. But that ain't going to stop me from opening something special on the birthday. I'm going to have something special indeed to still open. The name of that site is Sealbacks too. Fuck that website. Don't ever buy Blue Run from them. If you're looking for Blue Run, just go to your local bottle shops or a Total Wine or something. Do not buy them off this site. This site sucks. You will never get your shit. I hate that. That's probably the most negative thing I can say about the company when it comes to Blue Run, because all their spirits, fucking phenomenal. But when it comes to that site, it fucking sucks. So, and it's expensive. When I buy expensive shit, I expect to be updated on what the hell is the status of my fucking purchase. When I purchase my shoes from Nike's or sneakers website, app, whatever it may be, I at least get a fucking update when it says delivery is delayed. It's funny because I ordered my Jordan 11 Space Jams like 4 days after I purchased those Blue Run bottles. And I fucking still got and the Jordans were delayed too. They sent me an email, oh, there's a little delay, whatever and shit. And I still got the fucking Jordans before I got the bottles. I was like, this is kind of pissing me off, to be honest. Oh, anyway, though, I need Scotty back. It's Scotty who left Blue Run. I need Scotty back. Scotty would have, man, he would have handled this shit for me right away. I don't want to complain to the people I know at Blue Run, but goddamn, if you're listening to this, goddamn. Anyway, though, like I said, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. I'm sipping on something special here because it is whiskey week. It is my month. It is the week of my birthday. Or, oh, I'm kind of recording this early. It's coming up the week of, if you will. By the time you hear this, it will be the week. So, whatever. Tequila month was fantastic. I think lash drops all around besides Don Filano week. But still was very high. I think it was like a... The Añejo was like a 3.5. Blanco was like maybe in the 2.5, somewhere around that range. This has been an exciting week. Previous week, before the time you listen to this, in general, I got some Don Vicente tequila. Not only that, I got Don Vicente bottles. I got a Blanco and Reposado, another bottle, and both. These ones are signed by the owner to JB. Both of them too. One came in a box, so I got that, and I think it's the Blanco. Yeah, the Reposado did not. I did not get the Añejo, which I should have, because I think they're very limited. I think there's only like a few hundred of those bottles. But I didn't get that bottle as it was $150, and these were only like $40 and $50. Don Vicente sent me some merch though. They sent me a cocktail menu. I forgot what else came. Oh, a little note too. You know, just saying thank you. And then they sent me a t-shirt, which I have right here, and then the hat, which I'm wearing. The reason why I don't have the t-shirt on is because I need to wash that motherfucker first, before I stick it on. But I got the hat or whatever, and the hat is dope as shit. I love hats now, okay? Even though I let my hair grow out and I have curly fucking hair now, now I'm starting to wear hats again, and Blue Run was the one that got me back into wearing them, and now I'm just all into hats now. Tequila and whiskey hats. That just give me that all day, every day. Or shirts. I actually want to like go a whole week with just wearing spirit merchandise. Actually, I want to go a whole month with just wearing spirit merchandise. I'll get rid of all every other shirt design I have or whatever for just spirit merchandise. What else? Shout out to my boy Tall JB. Opened up his store, Ambassador Liquor, 4th Street, Long Beach. Great fucking store, great dude, good buddy of mine or whatever. This dude's got it all, man. He's just excited as hell. And he should be because, like I said last week, his motto is, I don't want a damn museum. I want this shit off my shelf. Damn, I love that about it. Because you're a salesman, right? Your job is to sell, not to hold a fucking museum. You want to go to hold a museum, you take your ass to Exposition here in L.A. You just go down to Exposition over there by USC. They got a ton of museums over there. You could put some shit in there if you want to and dissect it either way you want to. But that's a true bottle shop. And I'm glad it's here in Long Beach because Long Beach could use more of those type of bottle shops. He also hit me on game that there's a new distillery that just opened up in Long Beach. I guess it kind of replaced Rock Brews, who used to be like a little brewery that's been there for years and stuff. Now we have a distillery / restaurant. Fucking phenomenal. I'm actually thinking of going there when I get back. To check it out. Now, I've never had their spirit before, their whiskey, if you will. And we all know when it comes to usually Los Angeles, California-based whiskey, it tends to taste like shit. I'm willing to give them a chance. But I will say this, if it doesn't work out,
at least as a restaurant, they probably have good food there. So I'll just stick with a cocktail.
That opened up. And what is the proud on?
I got my game on, too. People, I ain't gonna lie. I was playing video games. It's early, so I was like, what else am I gonna do? All my shit is planned for, like, later. So I was playing this because it was free, too. Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel. I used to watch the anime back when I was a kid and shit like that. Plus, I'm a big anime guy anyway. This fucking game sucks, okay? I can tell you. What in the hell happened to this simple-ass card game? Okay, back in the day, you used to put a monster down, and whoever had the strongest attack points, they won. You put, like, some traps and magic cards and stuff like that, whatever, to increase, enhance, destroy, whatever it may be. Motherfuckers are summoning, like, five goddamn monsters. You're only supposed to summon one at a time, too, whatever and shit. Motherfuckers are summoning one goddamn monster, or five monsters at a fucking time. They turns, because you're playing, like, online, so you're playing, like, a bunch of other people and shit. The turns, they take fucking forever. It is, like, goddamn, I think you get 300 seconds for your turn, and they spend all 300 fucking seconds on their turn. I mean, damn, it is so fucking boring. I don't know what happened to this game, but it got royally fucked, okay? It used to be very simplistic, and you would have to strategize. Now motherfuckers is trying to one-shot you in one goddamn turn or whatever, because it's a flex, I guess, if you will. But you know me, I'm kind of a masochist in a way or whatever. Me getting whipped one time made me really want to spend time building this fucking deck out and shit. And then you get all excited and then you kind of just like, ugh. So I spent a lot of time on this, and damn, this iPad is dusty as hell on my desk. I need to wipe that down. I haven't used it in a minute. But the prized possession of why this week is so good, though. Your boy finally did it. Your boy finally did it. What was it, a year ago? Last year? I don't remember what time. It probably was 2 years. Actually, yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. I take that back. It's 2 years ago. Or coming up on 2 years. Your boy went to this Michelin star restaurant. Nice little steakhouse. I love that place. Went there for the first time with some colleagues. They introduced me. Well, they didn't introduce me. I'd seen it before. I just knew I never was going to try it. They had Hennessy Paradis, $70 a pour. I think now it's like 80-something, 85, 89. I think it's 89. Which to me, I know some people probably saying, oh my God, that's fucking expensive for a pour. To me, that's kind of not, because the fucking bottle costs $1,500, so you're either going to be spending $1,500 on a fucking bottle. You can get a deal. Some places sell it for $1,300. So you could either do that, or if you really want to try this, you just spend $80 on a pour. So yeah, that's what I did. $80 on a pour. Or $70 at the time. I fell in love. It was one of the best spirits I ever had in the 35 goddamn years I've lived. Although I've only been drinking since 21. So 15, 16, since I'm about to be 36 soon. And I was blown away by this. I had some fucking beignets with this damn drink too. It just made it even taste better. I think that is the only time I will drink this fucking drink now, is when I have beignets. And they gotta be well done beignets. I'm talking about that New Orleans style beignets. And you know, I gotta tell you, what a fucking cap to the night that was. I was in hell. You could have killed me that night. I would have been like, you know what? I'll suffice. But I said, you know, I wish I wouldn't have tried it, because now it's going to make me spend some money that I really don't want to spend. But I didn't, you know, I didn't like drop $1,500 like, oh my God, I'm going to go ahead and spend it right now. No. I was patient. I waited. Bid my time. I'm looking over at my desk right now, and I see, because I got one of them open, I see not one, but two bottles in their nice little secure package, a little nice case of theirs. Hennessy Paradis. Look at these. Real crystal glass and everything. These are absolutely fucking gorgeous. I don't even know what to do with myself. So I got one. Because I'm going to save that for like a... I don't think I'm ever going to get married at this point. So so we can just go ahead and cut that out. I don't think... I think those days are over for me. I'm pretty old as fuck now. I think my... I think my dating life has come to a halt. So I don't really put stock in that anymore. 50th, maybe? Maybe if I can make it to 50? I don't think so. I think I'll be dead by 40. We'll see. But if I can get to 40, that might even be the chance to open. Actually, it might even be 40. Who knows? Let's see. Yoon is in his 40s. Maybe I can wait till Yoon's 50. Yeah, I can do, do it that way. I can do it that way. I'll wait till Yoon is 50 because he'll probably live a very long time. Yoon's one of those motherfuckers that I think will live to like 100 and something. And he's going to be like in the worst fucking pain ever. I could see that for him. But I got another one. Because one is to store till probably Yoon's 50. Then I can drink it then. This one, I'm drinking that motherfucker. Do you know how long I've been waiting to have this in my fucking hands? Now, granted, I just recently had some when I took Mom's to this steakhouse for her birthday 2-3 weeks ago. And once again, I had it with beignets. Absolutely amazing. Blew my fucking mind once again. But now I have one for home. And I cannot stop rubbing this thing in a way that just pleasantly makes me, dare I say, excited. I mean, wow. It's probably one of the... honestly, I just can't stop looking at it. It's probably easily one of the best bottles in my whole collection. I gotta say, I am extremely proud. I'm gonna go ahead and just close this and put it back on the table now because I can't stop feeling on its leather. On its leather little case there. Plus, I just love the shape of the bottle itself. I guess the next goal would be to get the Hennessy Paradis Imperial, but that motherfucker's in the $3,000 range, so you kind of got to have limits of this shit, or you're going to be fucked up. I mean, unless they, like, decide to, like, you know. I mean, I haven't had it, but I do know a steakhouse that do sell it for pours for $90. I'm almost scared to even do that because if I get fucking hooked on that shit. Oh, man, I just... We can't let that happen. We just can't let that happen, people. So, you know, I just won't. I won't even dip my toe into that. But I'll tell you this much. If I'm ready to cross into the afterlife, then, hey, maybe, who knows. But, oof. That's definitely a no-no. Also, too, I want to say that this week, what I'm going to be pouring here... is at first I thought maybe I would open that Thomas Handy that I got at Ambassador Liquor, by the way, my buddy's shop there that just opened up. Because I wanted to do something special. And I originally, funny enough, I originally was going to do the Blue Run Gala bottles, but fucking Sealbacks didn't deliver my goddamn bottles in time. So I ordered those bottles on May 11th. It is in June now. If you can't tell I'm fucking annoyed, then yeah, I'm fucking annoyed. Oh, also, too, people, happy Pride Month, by the way. I keep forgetting that's a month as well. I always think that month is July, and I always get it mixed up with June and July, because I'm never around usually for the first week of June, so. And then I just kind of forget, but then I realize that, like, you know, here in Long Beach, you know, when you see, the parades and stuff like that, and motherfuckers that are drunk and shit like that, because I'll tell you this one thing about Pride Month in Long Beach is, or shit, Pride parades in general in Long Beach, these motherfuckers know how to drink, okay? They will drink you under the fucking table, and be happy about it, too. So anyway, yeah, I was gonna do the Blue Run bottle, the Gala bottles. Sealbacks didn't fucking deliver them, so I decided to do another spirit or another whiskey here, bourbon, if you will. And that's another little special bottle I probably got, funny enough, at a Blue Run event with my man Scotty, probably his last Blue Run event before he went to Delback Whiskey. I've never tried that whiskey, too, and I got to tell you, I love the label of it, and it looks really good. I need to reach out to Scotty and see where do I get a bottle, where do I get a hold of it, or if they're going to be holding any events anytime soon for a tasting and stuff like that. I'd like to attend because, yeah, that'd be cool as shit. Good dude, man. I miss that dude, Scotty. Great dude. But that was his last event. I got this bottle at a restaurant that they held the event at, and I don't know if they were really selling the bottle. I just kind of asked, and ask and you shall receive, and I bought it. So... and that is the old Rip Van Winkle 10-year-old bottle. Or as people that don't know, or people that don't know, they'll call it a fucking Pappy bottle. It is not a Pappy bottle. It is part of the family, all under that Buffalo Trace Sazerac family. But it is in that that Van Winkle family. And I think that's why people keep calling it Pappy. I even see store owners still call it Pappy 10, Pappy 12. And it's like, where the fuck do you see that on this bottle? You know, I never really read the cursive text down here, but I'm almost certain it don't say fucking Pappy on it. And I'm looking at it. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Genuine Old Line Sour Mash from Old Rip Van Winkle Distillery. 53.5, 107 proof. Yeah. I don't see shit on here by Pappy. So yeah. But whatever. If you think you're drinking Pappy, I don't really give a shit, to be honest. Pappy only has 15, 20, and 23, whereas in the Rip Van Winkle has the rye, or the 10, the 12, and the rye, which the rye is 14 years, if I'm not mistaken. So 13 or 14. I can't remember. So I have all three of those. I don't have any Pappy. I've had Pappy 15 years ago for like $100 maybe. And if you buying it for that bottle for that price, you probably suck some dick under a bridge somewhere. So yeah, and I think I'm at a point now in my age where I don't really need to do that anymore. My bills are kind of paid for, so I'm not really desperate like that anymore. Not that I'm insinuating. No, of course not. Let's go ahead and start pouring this stuff aside before I incriminate myself anymore. Ooh. Nice little cork pop right there. I've already been drinking on this. Not today, but like, you know, just in general. Okay. And full disclosure, I've been drinking it already because I've always been a fan of the Rip Van Winkle 10. I remember when the 12 Lot B kind of got popular, maybe like around 2018, I think, somewhere around that time. Because you could find that bottle for like $400. Funny enough, funny story, me and Yoon found that bottle for $400. We passed on it like a bunch of dumbasses. Oh man, we saw it for $400 in 2020 too, and we fucking passed on it. We'll never let that down. I mean, oof, man. Talk about stupidity at its finest. That bottle now goes for $1,000+ now some places. You might get lucky and see, well actually, you'll get lucky and see this bottle for like $6.99 or $7.99 or some shit like that. But yeah, the 12-year-old Lot B kind of goes for like $8.99 and up. And we'll never let that story down. We were pretty stupid at that time. So, but I've always liked this one more. I've had three bottles of this in my lifetime of drinking. The first one I got, I remember it was years ago. I got it for $60. Didn't really think nothing special of it at the time. But I remember enjoying sipping on it. I had it at a buddy's house. Shout out to my buddy Lorenzo. They live out there in Canyon Lake now. I had it at his brother's house. God, this was years ago. It had to have been like 2012, 2013 maybe. It was like right around the time I got my condo in Signal Hill. So that had to have been like end of 2012, beginning 2013, if you will. And yeah, I think it was beginning 2013, now that I think about it. I remember just saying, ooh, that's nice and good. This is back when I was drinking Blanton's and Weller and shit like that. So this is when I was really in love with Buffalo Trace at the time. And I remember sipping this at his house, and I was like, oh, I gotta get me a bottle. That was back when this bottle was easy to find for like $60 and shit like that. Even Costco was selling it for $50. You can get it there too. I was on my well of Buffalo Trace and more my Suntory though, because Vicky 12 was so easily fine too for $50. Got me a bottle then. That was 20. I'm not gonna say I got another bottle like right before I met you, so before 2015, so like around 2014. Drank that shit. Drank that shit at like some whiskey meetup. That's gone. And then the prices started shooting up, and I was like, God damn, it should have held on one of those, maybe. Should have held on one of those just because of the year statements at that time. Those would have been like 2012, 2013 bottles and whatever. That would have been really fantastic. Might as well sip that bad boy now. And, yeah, so I've never had one since, to be honest, until recently now. Two or three months ago, I think it was 3 months ago, finally got this one. And yeah, man, it reinvigorated. I've had some pours of it recently and stuff like that, and I still enjoy it more than I do Lot B, the 12-year-old. So let's just stop chatting story time now. I've gone on long enough. It's 26 minutes into this show. Wait a minute. Hold on. Shout out to the Dallas Mavericks, too. I forgot to talk some NBA talk here. Dallas in six. Yeah. That's my prediction right now. Going. Now, this should easily be Boston's win right here. I think that they have the more, I don't want to say talented, but I think they have the more stacked top five. And everybody keeps saying, oh, when Porzingis get back. But we'll see about that because he could be a little rusty. I mean, granted, they play in seven games, though. It only takes two games to fuck up, though, really, and just lose all momentum and stuff like that. But I know people keep saying when he comes back, they'll be even more dominant. I don't know if I agree with that just yet, because I think I just need to see him play in one game. And everyone says, oh, you know, they're getting all these days to rest. I don't know if that's a good thing for Boston. Every time they get days of rest, that's when they choke. So I don't know if that's a positive or whatever. We'll see. I'm going with Dallas, man. I think it's Luka's time. That dude is playing incredible, man. Kyrie, this is like he's on a redemption tour, if you will. I want to see him get a second ring, you know, especially before, like, I'm not saying he's going to hang it up anytime soon or whatever. He probably got a good another 5 years in him or something like that. But, like, you know, I feel like, I guess with Luka, his age, he's pretty young, too. But I feel like he's just been playing longer, so he looks like more of a vet compared to JT, JB. I feel like they'll just keep ending up in this place anyway. Especially because the East this year just has so many fucking injuries at this point. It's just like, I mean, all their stars got injured. So that's why people are saying Boston had the easiest way to it. And which is very true because, like, they didn't play any of those stars or whatever. So... but a part of me is saying too, it's like, how many times are you gonna get here and not win it? I mean, you gotta win one of them. It's kind of like when the Niners was kicking the Rams' ass for so long and shit, and it was just like, you know, eventually the Rams is gonna beat the Niners one day. And funny enough, it was that one game that took them to the Super Bowl and won it. I didn't want it to be that game, but it had to be one of the games. And I just gotta say, maybe Boston will win this just because it's just the stars just seem more aligned for them. But hey, I'm going to go with the underdogs here. They clearly are the underdogs because them Vegas betting odds or whatever, they got fucking Boston winning that by a mile away. And some are saying game five too. I'm like, you fucking crazy. Kyrie and Luka did not go, especially in them away games. Oh my Lord. Luka about to tell him this motherfucker can't stick me. Okay. Yo, when he said that to Rudy Gobert, like, he stick this motherfucker on me. Ooh, Lord. Oh, man. That's some shit Larry Bird used to say back in the day. Larry Bird used to, back in the day, would say, for real, you gonna stick these two white dudes on me? Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm going with Dallas in six. I don't give a damn if Well, I guess I do give a damn if they go down 2-0. Then I guess I got to say Dallas in seven. But nah, I'm going Dallas in six. I think this is Dallas's time. It just feels like it should be Luka's time right now. I feel like JT and JB have had their moments, even though the stars are lined up for. I mean, they should easily win this. I shouldn't say easily, but they should win this. They should win this. If anything, it should be Boston in six. But I'm sticking with Dallas. I want Dallas. I want the West to bring it home. I want Luka to get his first ring. I want Kyrie to get his second ring. I want these boys to trail off into the sunset. Plus, I want to see the look on everybody's face again when Boston loses. It's got to be fucking hilarious. I know Kyrie's like on a losing streak too when it comes to playing in Boston as well, but not Luka. I hope Kyrie's more motivated this time, so we'll see. But let's just get in. Oh, man. Everyone always asks, what's your favorite weeded bourbon? I always hear that, see it. I never have a fucking answer. I just like weeded bourbons. Maker's Mark makes a really fucking great weeded bourbon. So it used to be Weller 107 for me. But it really now is probably the Maker's Mark. I'm starting to really enjoy the shit out of that. So, Oh man, you automatically get some like floral notes. It's like some hidden flavors in there of caramel. Got that caramel candy apple gone flavor in there as well too, and honey, lots and lots of fucking honey. Honey and caramel stick out the most. The candy apple, some floral notes. Oh, man. I will say, though, and people probably already know this, it does remind me of a 107, antique 107. And I was sipping on this, which I'm about to sip on right now. God damn! Hold on, I just got a notification. Signed Michael Jordan logo man card sells for $2.928 million. Kobe Bryant game worn jersey from when he tore Achilles fetches $1.2 million. Lord have mercy. I got Michael Jordan's baseball rookie card still. Is that worth anything? Guess it got to be signed. That motherfucker got $3 million off a signed logo man card. God damn. And Kobe, let's be real, they've been whoring his shit out since he passed away. I mean, talk about like whoring a motherfucker. I know Vanessa made some comments about like, you know, she wants the shoe dealers at least to be making more of his shoes so everyone get a chance to get them and they're not fucking going secondary. But Vanessa, they've been whoring the shit out your husband, your late husband. I have never seen price increases on a motherfucker this fast, at least. When you die, I can only imagine when Jordan passes, and I don't knock on wood, hope that doesn't happen anytime soon, but I can only imagine when he passes, they gonna jack them fucking prices up. Which, by the way, speaking of Jordan, Sincoro Tequila is his tequila. I saw the shit in miniature bottles now. Wow. Like good, like 500 milliliter bottles, whatever. I'm telling you, man, tequila is. Beautiful, dude. You can get these miniatures for like 500 milliliters and shit for half the price. Yeah, it's a win, dude. Now, as I sip on this, which is crazy because this has the 107 proof on it, this tastes like a 107, and obviously because it was aged in damn near, well, the barrels themselves are Weller 107 proof, Weller 107 antique, so. You know what? I do love the aspect of how they find it. So what they do is they hire people to come and find a particular barrel, if you will. And I might have this story a little wrong and shit. I've heard it so much now at this point, I get the details all mixed up. So I might get some words or verbiage wrong, and I don't really give a fuck. What they do is they look for the particular barrel that stands out to make something into a pappy old Rip Van Winkle-ish or whatever and stuff. And whatever isn't, it usually gets tossed to the side as a Weller store pick, if you will. And here's the difference on this one. this tastes like Weller 107 Antique if it was aged 10 plus years. So that means it's just better then. That means it's just better. Over at Van Winkle 12, if you mix Antique 107 Antique and Weller 12, you just get poor man's pappy, basically. Or poor man Van Winkle at that time. Mmm. I will say though, this tastes. This isn't. It's not as thick as 107. It's more like a finished Weller 12, if you will. So the flavor, it's got a lot of good flavor in it. It's not super complex though. It's not really sticking out like unique. That finish though, I love the finish though, because it's very honey and floral essence. It's got a lot of sweetness to it. Makes it very easy to sip on. You know, the first note that really stuck out to me when I first sipped it, when I had it at Christoph's house in Corona when we was over there, we did like a bottle share. And this motherfucker was mixing it with like Dr. Pepper and shit. He was mixing every goddamn thing with Dr. Pepper. He did that with a GTS. He did that with a Cherry Coke or some shit like that. I was just like, this motherfucker needs to be kicked out ASAP. This smells like Dr. Pepper, though. I just remember that smell or whatever, and I was like, yeah, this smells easily, like, the first thing that pops up in your mind is like, oh, it's like, it smells like kind of Dr. Pepper-ish or whatever. And I didn't think that at first until I had the Dr. Pepper from his can sitting there next to me, and I went, okay, I could somewhat see the similarities in this and stuff. I love the cinnamon right on the palate. It kind of dries the tongue out a little bit. And the sweetness, it's just all around. It's got this richness to it. I don't think it's a lot of complexity into it as well, though. But kind of like what you see is what you get with it. The caramel essence of it make it really smooth. You get those Weller 107 trademark notes on it, but just amped up a little bit more with the pepper and the spices and stuff. And I don't mean the Dr. Pepper. I mean like the actual pepper spices. You kind of get like these cherry and apricot pieces. Damn, I'm fucking that word all up now. But there's also like this. There's like this dry tobacco-ness in there or whatever as well too. And that just makes it a little bit more heavenly. I love the lingering notes of it though. It's what I love about it the most. Really smooth too on the finish. I gotta say, I think I said this. Was that the G4? I don't remember now. I said it recently on a review, 2 weeks ago, if you will. Cody was thinking of it, and I yelled it out. This got that cream brulee flavor to it, whatever, like that vanilla custard to it as well, like. Like I said, the finish is—it's not even complicated or anything like that. It's very simplistic, if you will, and simplistic is not a bad thing either. I mean, simplistic in the sense that you kind of know what you're getting with these notes here. They're all just really good, very solid quality pour here. Quality pour for $800+, not so fucking much. I gotta tell you, not a lot of bottles are worth that. Actually, I don't think any bottle really is worth that. Bottle of bourbon, I should say. But then again, I don't really think any bottle is worth that too, neither. But bottle of bourbon. Cognacs, I get why I'm paying the price for that. They tell you straight up, it ain't for the liquid. It's for the fucking packaging. You getting this real crystal glass and shit like that. I understand. Crystal is expensive. I have crystal glasses that I bought, that I use usually for Armagnac month. They're fucking dope as shit. They cost a lot. I get it. This, though, is really pleasant, very easy to sip on, smooth as hell. I can reopen this bottle, pour some more, and sip this all fucking day. That's why back when it was $50, should have stacked up on this shit, man. This is really good. I've always enjoyed the 10 over the 12 Van Winkle just because of that cream brulee vanilla taste on the finish that lingers. That's what I love about this, though, the lingering effect of all the notes that you're getting on this. Really just well, perfectly balanced. I won't say this will, like, blow your mind in the bourbon community. Kind of for, like, weeded bourbons, this is kind of average in a way. Actually, I wouldn't even say average. It's a little bit above average. I think it's just, like, a lot of hype going around it and stuff like that. That is my, that is a blender. that is a blender. Oh, the blender in the game, by the way. Maybe I should turn the fucking volume down. Probably didn't even hear it well. I have it playing in the background. I'm not going to lie. These goddamn cars. I say I hate strategy games, but it's something about the ego that makes me want to play the fuck out of it, like, for a very long time. Because I just got to win a game. That's why. I just got to win a series. And the problem is, when you win a series, you just want to keep going. So, whatever. I got some Pappy cigars right here. Now, granted, I'm not smoking a Pappy, but fuck it. They don't make Van Winkle cigars. So, and that motherfucker with the glasses cigar is on the goddamn logo here. So it is what it is. I'm probably going to smoke one of these and sip some one of these, which I've already been doing, to be honest. That's why this bottle is, like, damn near depleted. Because I bought a case of cigars for the Van Winkle cigars. So I've smoked already, like, 4 of them. And it really... I'll save that review for later. Me and Cody are going to smoke one for a, like, barcode moment. Now, normally for the bottles, these prices are hyped up. I normally don't go the highest ratings I possibly can. I feel like now you can... I shouldn't even say this. If you're an experienced hunter like myself, I feel like you might have a chance at getting this bottle for... $100 to $400. And $100 and something, that's usually only in these lotteries, I should say. Like, a lot of these stores do, like, lotteries. I hear K&L has a fucking lottery. Apparently, if you spend a certain amount there, they reward you, I think, at the end of the year with a lottery that they do. I guess I just don't spend enough at fucking K&L. I thought I did, because I look at my fucking receipts on those and go, like, yeah, it looked like I spent a lot here, actually. I don't buy a lot of whiskey there. I buy a lot of other stuff there, especially recently. So I thought that I was spending a lot. I'm sure, actually, Cody might even spend more than me now at K&L. He lives right down the fucking street from it. So all I recommend for Cody is just keep buying at K&L, then, just to see if this is true. Because I've never seen it yet, the lottery, and I just want to know. Yeah, man. Oh, man, I'm getting more. So if you can find for those prices, man, this is probably easy the highest rating you can give. If not, I mean, this stuff definitely isn't worth the $800. I would just say just, shit, I can't even say that now. I was going to say just get a Weller 107, but shit, that fucking bottle's like I guess it is like in the $150 to $179 range. I don't think I've seen anybody try to charge $200 for it. If they did, they need to be slapped out of their fucking mind or whatever. And honestly, I wouldn't even pay $150 for the Weller 107. I think the lowest I'm willing to go for that is $110, somewhere, maybe $120. It's depending. If this is like a really good store pick I want, then yeah, but no, that's a big if right there. But I do love the lingering notes. That's my favorite because it's got that tobacco oakiness going. The caramel is just flavorful. The cherry sticks around. This is probably the first pour I've had this year where I've had a tobacco note on it, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. That's why it goes well with the Pappy cigars. And then the vanilla cream brulee filling that you get on there with the caramel. Yeah, this easily gets a last drop for me. I don't think it's the best bourbon ever. I know a lot of people that give these high ratings say, like, oh, it's, like, worth the hype or something like that. I don't even know if I can say it's worth the hype. I think there is better weeded bourbons out there, and I think Maker's Mark is on the cusp of, or actually, I think they do make one of the best, especially their recent release, make a better weeded bourbon. But I will say, for what you are getting out of this, it is a really damn good dram. So I'm going to give this a last drop. I'm expecting for this month too all fucking last drops. I am going some of my favorite fucking spirits for my birthday month here, whatever. And I'm going to probably drop a birthday episode on June 7th. That is a Friday. I'm going to open up something really special. I'll see if I can get Cody on for that. Oh, by the way, Cody wasn't here, too, because Cody was handling some work stuff. And I got some plans later tonight as well, too. So we just couldn't find a schedule as well. So that's why Cody isn't here. But maybe I can get him on for that Friday episode. Maybe he'll open up something special, too. Do a little celebration there. I'm going to open up something. Next week is beer week, craft beer week. So Cody's in for that. But then after that, we got tequila week. I'm going to bring in one of my favorite fucking tequilas. And then we got mix and match. This is only a 4-week month, which is bullshit. And mix and match, I plan on bringing something else I love too as well. Something vintage, something that I haven't had before. But I'm going to open that bad boy and we're going to try that out. And hopefully that's the last drop too. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. This is really fucking good too, by the way. See, the problem with this is so good you want to pour more or whatever, but you kind of, like these kind of bottles right here, as much as I do love, so I'll have a glass or two a month maybe on something like this. They're so goddamn expensive and hard to find that a lot of people have not had them. I find these, a lot of people say like, I shouldn't say a lot of people. I have a lot of bottles that I rarely drink on, and this is one of them. The reason for this is too, because I'd rather share this with someone, so... Bottles like these are very special. Not a lot of people can afford them. Not a lot of people can find them. Not a lot of people have them. And I just feel like those are the type of bottles, if I own them, I'd like to share those with people that I love. So, because I have so much other goddamn whiskey I could sip on, like a Maker's Mark, Cellar Aged, which I will be sipping on. Or Weller 107 or 12. I can just mix the two in a fucking barrel and age it my damn self. Anyway, though, people, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the early birthday wishes as well, too. You guys are phenomenal as always. The drip drops out there, as Yoon calls you. We'll be back next week or Friday. I'm almost certain I can do a Friday show. I'm almost certain. We'll see. I plan on heading to Ambassador Liquor and what else am I going to do? I might go to that new distillery. I actually might go there that Friday. So, yeah, who knows? So, we'll see. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. Like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.